And welcome back. It is our number two Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Currently, the sun has poked through, yep, just in the last minute or so, here at our studios, downtown Wausau, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. So a little bit of sunshine, still mostly cloudy. Temperature, an even freezing 32 degrees. The time is 9:07. Coming up here in hour number two, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Sean, of course, joins us every other Wednesday. Talk about what is going on. Again, it's very busy at the Grand, and also just in the last day or so, a big announcement showing how successful and how big 2023 was for the Grand Theater. And we will hear from Sean Wright all about that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, welcome in our in-studio engineer on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, I know that when we talk about the Grand Theater, we talk about performing arts. You're right in the midst of a big show. You're in the midst of rehearsals for The Drowsy Chaperone, the Wausau Community Theater, coming to the Venega Theater at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point at Wausau, in just a couple of weeks. And I know you had a rehearsal last night.
Yep.
How'd it go?
Last night's rehearsal was just going through the second act, which is not very long. Well, I'd say the first act is like an hour, and the second act is only half an hour. So overall, it's not a very long show, but it's very entertaining. Tonight's the night we start the full run-throughs of the whole show. And then this coming Saturday, we have our first rehearsal with the orchestra. So that'll be very interesting to, you know, hear how the music sounds with the orchestra, get the timing worked out, and it should be a really nice time.
So you sing.
I sing, I act, and I dance also. It's a bonus in this show because I also tap dance.
Are you a good singer?
I am a pretty good singer. I've been singing since I was very young. I sing at home. I sing in my high school choir. I sing for theater very often, and like a lot of people, I like to sing in the shower also. It's pretty good acoustics in there.
I know I would never have the guts to sing on stage. I've been able to be on stage and use the voice on stage, but to sing on stage, I just have never been able to carry a tune. And I envy the talent and that you and your castmates must have to be able to actually do that, to use. Basically, it's like they call it in baseball a five-tool player, because they can hit, they can throw, they can run, they can do everything. And when you're on stage, to be able to sing, to be able to dance, to be able to act, basically all the tools, you'll be able to use all the tools during this show.
There's actually a term for that in theater, is we call somebody who does all three of those a triple threat.
A triple threat, that is exactly
right.
That's
the theater term for it.
Also, as we've mentioned previously, that we will be speaking to your director coming up in a couple of weeks. He'll also be bringing in a cast member as well, so we look forward to that. And just yesterday, was contacted by our friend Terry Riska. You know Terry Riska, of course.
Yep.
And the Central Wisconsin Educational Theater Alliance will be bringing the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes.
And that is coming soon. And we are going to be bringing in some guests to talk about that in the next few weeks as well. So
a wonderful show.
Yeah. So, again, we have so many different productions. And, again, as we've talked about in the past here in Wausau, we are very fortunate to have so many opportunities, whether it's the Broadway stage where Sean and his crew bring in these touring Broadway shows to the Grand Theater. But we're going to be talking to Sean about free shows. In fact, there's a free show tonight. If you're somebody that wants to see something at the Grand, tonight would be a great opportunity. We'll talk about that coming up. And then, of course, as you've shown, you're involved in community theater. You have a independent theater group that is out there as well. Just so many different opportunities.
There's a lot of different theater companies in Wausau, and I'm very grateful for all the different shows they put on over the years. It's always a variety of different shows. It's never like the same shows in the same year. It's always something a little bit different, and it's always nice when it's an unfamiliar show because it makes it more interesting because it's a show you're not really familiar with. But then once you do it, it could turn out to be your new favorite show.
That is exactly right. So, again, we're very, very, very fortunate to have so many great shows and to have so many opportunities for people, whether they're just beginning their journey into the theater arts or somebody that's been around it quite a bit and looking to spread their wings as well. And also very happy to be able to highlight some of these shows on this program as well. And again, we look forward to talking about Beauty and the Beast from the CWETA and talking about Drowsy Chaperone with the Wausau Community Theater coming up very soon as well.
Only about 2 weeks away from Drowsy Chaperone. It's going to go by so quick.
No, I mean, it feels like you just started. And of course, it's always, this time is always very kind of interesting because you're going off the book. And I always find that to be, when I was doing shows, again, it's been a long time. I felt like I was useless until I was off book. Once you're off book, then you're able to really,
There's more freedom to use your hands.
Yeah. Well, I just mean put your arms around really developing your character. Really,
exactly.
I mean, if you're just reading and you're thinking about reading it, boy, you got to be able to have it be second hand. I mean, you can't be thinking about it. And once you are able to really be comfortable, then you're able to really, I think, expand that character.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up tonight, we have the big high school sports show and also get a chance to put a spotlight on talented student athletes and also a chance to talk to coaches. And coming up tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., we'll be joined by my co-host, Jeff Grass, the former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach. We will talk about what is going on in high school basketball and hockey, getting closer and closer to the playoffs. In fact, coming up 13 days before the start of the hockey playoffs, then the following week, the start of the girls' basketball playoffs, and then we will have the boys' basketball playoffs as well. So lots to talk about, conference championship races. We will be having a couple of special guests. We'll be joined by the head boys' basketball coach of Mosinee High School, Matt Lindsay. Interesting timing to talk to Coach Lindsay because Mosinee, until the last, 5 days or so, had just one loss on the season. So, hey, going to bring the coach on, be able to talk about the great year that Mosinee's had. But unfortunately, Mosinee last Friday lost to Medford in the Great Northern Conference. And then last night, they lost to D.C. Everest in a non-conference game. So it's going to be interesting to talk about what Mosinee did so very well in order to get off to this incredibly great start. And then talk about a little bit about the bumps in the road. So we'll talk to Matt Lindsay, the Mosinee head basketball coach, coming up at 6:20 tonight. And then our student athlete guest this evening will be joined by Grant Warren from Marathon High School at 7 o'clock. So big high school sports show, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And making his way in, I love that blue.
You know, I just
New York City Marathon.
New York City Marathon.
Great blue color. Sean Wright.
I can do that, but I would have never been invited on the big high school sports show. I can tell you that.
Great to see you again.
Absolutely.
Before we start talking about some of the shows, and I know you have a free show tonight, saw a press release. Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. What a year 2023 was. I mean, we've talked about it. We during the course of it, saying, man, been really a good couple of weeks. Good couple of weeks. And you put it all together, and it turned into a record, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, record number of sellouts, amazing patron numbers. You know, we literally had patrons from every county in Wisconsin. You know, over 6,000 new patrons came through our doors. Yeah, it really was a pretty remarkable year. You're right. You kind of get caught up in the day-to-day, next show, you know, next event. And so when you pull back and put those numbers all together for the annual report, you realize, oh, wow, it was really quite the year.
There's got to be a lot of pride for you and the entire staff to be able, because it says a lot, because this – it takes a lot of things to go right for that to happen. It has to, you have to have the right shows at the right time that touch your patrons and encourage them to come out. It has to, I mean, as you sit, and again, I know you don't have a lot of time to sit back. Things have to really come together, don't they?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, everything from the shows themselves and, you know, whether there are bookings or the relationships that we have with promoters to bring in shows. Yes, the dates have to work. We have to, you know, make sure that they're priced right and are things that our market wants to see. And then, you know, you've got to execute, you've got to market the show, and you've got to teach people about shows they may not know about. And then you've got to, you know, actually execute the show and make sure people have you know, that the show goes off and that people have a great experience. And that literally, I mean, it takes a village. It's not just our full-time team, but our part-time team and our, you know, couple hundred volunteers and our relationships with our, you know, our IA labor out of Green Bay. It takes, you know, I'm the one sitting down right here, but it takes a lot more than me to do anything at the Grand.
Congratulations on that news that came out this week.
Thank you.
We're going to come back in about 90 seconds and talk about what's happening now, because doggone it, when you get a record 2023, that means you just have to take a step forward to 2024, that, right?
Know, raises the bar.
Sean Wright, the executive director, Grand Theater, Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. The time is 9:18. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are joined by Sean Wright, who is the executive director of the Grand Theater here in Wausau. And again, I mean, every time we talk to you, because we talk to you every couple of weeks, there's always something going on. Recently, in terms of before we look forward, what's been going on? The one I want to kind of talk about first is the dueling pianos.
Yeah.
I love the keys. I love the sound of the keys. And it sounded like it was a fun night just a few nights ago.
Yeah, just weekend. A really fantastic house. And, you know, what separates those guys is they are, you know, they are truly artists. I mean, the show, they're funny. The show has a rhythm and a feel. This is not a put the tip jar out and do this. This is a really fun night, and they're super talented. They get the audience engaged. And we had a bunch of holiday parties taking place that night.
People, oh, wow.
You know, did the holiday party, did dinner downtown, came to the show. So, yeah, really a lot of fun. And, you know, there's a place for those shows. There's a place for just come enjoy yourself and you know, some talented musicians and their renditions, using that word loosely, of songs you know and love.
Oh, man. And kind of that's kind of based, again, what we were talking about the last few minutes of the last segment, is to connect with your audience.
Absolutely. So,
and that when they come and when they see something, and like you said, it could be different kinds of shows, but when they leave, it's like, I want to come back.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can set a record.
Absolutely. Well, they, you know, those guys in particular, what they do is they put up a Facebook post and they say before intermission, go to, you know, Deuces Wild Dueling Pianos. You're going to comment on the post. You have to use a password, you know. And it's even better if you post a selfie and you request which song you want.
Oh, wow.
And so I looked at the end of intermission and there were 298 comments. All from people who were there,
right?
Because they were posting selfies, they were posting things, and I was like, "That's just spectacular audience engagement." And like you said, that was a fun, memorable experience for everybody. And you know, always nice to have those.
What else has been going on? Anything that's caught your fancy? Because it's always interesting because I mean, you have so many different parts that you have to put together, but it's always fun when I think something that kind of hits you because you know what you like.
Yeah, you know, actually, the thing that I've really enjoyed in the last couple of weeks was just last night leading into an event tonight. We've got our Lift Every Voice series tonight with Making Movies, who's a really amazing Panamanian band, and well, it's a free show. People can just come out and see the show. Amazing musicians. Katie Lang, our director of development community engagement, saw them at Mile of Music last year and immediately said we need to have them on our series. Well, last night they did a workshop about essentially musical influences and songwriting, and it was so fascinating. It was really fascinating to hear them, you know, spend 10 minutes talking about the song they were going to play and the instruments they were using, you know, and he's talking about the instrument he's using that is carved out of a specific type of wood, and you use one piece of wood per instrument, and just all these things that, you know, you're not going to get in a traditional 75-minute performance. And so, you know, it has me really excited now to see the show tonight because I feel like I know them better. I know their musical influences better. And I even know when, you know, they're going to sing a song entirely in Spanish, what the song is, because they've talked about it.
Isn't that wonderful how, and again, this isn't the first time you've had a performer that's come in a day early before the show to have these kind of special, almost behind the curtain moments where all of a sudden the folks that are really, you know, interested in this aspect of, because they're, again, when you talk about the umbrella of what a great performance is about, to be able to find out maybe some one or two little things that can add to the folks, and you know, the folks that were there last night are going to be there tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, and it also shows the appreciation that they have for their audiences, that they're willing to share this with them as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the connection is there. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know, when you see an artist, you can love the music, love the songs. We've all seen artists that you go, oh, their music's really good, but boy, they just don't connect with an audience at all. And, you know, it was great to have them. And yeah, you're right. It shows that they understand that bond between performer and audience, and that part of their mission as a band who's touring and doing really great work on the road is not to forget their roots and not to forget, you know, where they came from, and that they share not just their music, but why they make music and, you know, who they were influenced by. And
how does that occur, though? Do you know that this group or other groups have that in there, that you've seen them do that and you ask them, or is that something that is a general question that you ask?
Yeah, it's usually a question that you ask during the booking process. You know, you explain, particularly with the series like Lift Every Voice or, you know, our 10x10 series, where you will say, you know, hey, what's, you know, this is what we're trying to accomplish with this series. Is this something you have interest in? And, you know, and most of the time, whether it's direct, in this case, it was directly with the artist, because the artist, you know, Katie made that connection and they were all in. Sometimes it's with an agent. Sometimes, you know, you explore it together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they go, oh, that's the artist just isn't as comfortable with it. And sometimes, like Ron Artis, the amazing blues guitarist we have been coming up at the beginning of March, you know, Ron was here last year for a 10x10 show, and we just started talking, and, you know, and, you know, oh, what do you guys do outside of the stage, et cetera, et cetera. And by the end of it, he said, you know, talk to my agent. I think I want to come back and do something like that. So Ron's actually going to spend 4 days in our community doing that. But that's because it just sparked the conversation, and kind of away we went.
I know, coming up, we've talked about this before, but we're almost there to Come From Away, right?
We are almost there, yes. Next week, next Tuesday and Wednesday, the incredible Broadway musical, and just so happy to have it in Wausau, and, you know, the response has been fantastic. I think we have about 150 tickets left for each night, so, you know, with kind of that perfect number, we've sold well over 2,000 seats, but we still have some tickets if people want to come out and see, which is, you know, just truly a a fabulous musical. Of course, it tells the story of when literally thousands of people were diverted. Their flights were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland, of all places, on 9/11, into this tiny little community that had a giant airport because it was the refueling stop across the Atlantic, and how this community came together and how these folks who were stranded came together in the days after 9/11. And it's just a beautiful story, but it's also fun. It's a fun, heartwarming. The music's great. It's, you know, it breaks a lot of the Broadway rules. The cast is just there. They're on stage, and that, you know, they move the set around, and it's an hour and 35 minutes. There's no intermission. It right away in the first song grabs you, and you're like, I'm not gonna be able to handle this for 90 minutes. But then it takes you so many wonderful places. Mm. And yeah, Tony winning, just truly, I think, one of the best shows to come off of Broadway in the last decade. We're excited to have it.
And for people that want to get those tickets that are available, what's the best way to do that? The
best way to do that is to visit grandtheater.org to grab tickets to that or anything else that we have coming up. Have a busy, you know, busy week with Steely Dane on Friday night. Steely Dane. Steely Dane from Madison. But a great night of Steely Dane music. Armchair Boogie on Saturday. Stevens Point. They're from originally, of course, making their Grand Theater debut. And then Come From Away next week. And then Kalia Universe, an amazing Hmong pop star. Another one of our free Lift Every Voice shows. And we only have about 100 tickets left for that show as well.
Fantastic. So, again, folks, take advantage tonight.
Absolutely. Come see Making Movies. 7:30, going to be a fun night.
Sean Wright, always great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, Executive Director. We're going to have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and then I'll be back. More to come. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.
Sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit nfhsnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Nina senior Allie Zabel is the top girls basketball player in the state for a reason and has earned all kinds of incredible honors in her career. Committed to women's basketball powerhouse UConn, Zabel is a favorite for the state's Miss Basketball. She showed why in a trio of wins last week, averaging more than 24 points per game, going over 2,500 career points in the process, moving into sixth on the state's all-time list. Zabel also got the call that she had been selected for the McDonald's All-American game as well. The Keel boys basketball team is one of just four remaining unbeatens left in the state, and despite being ranked second in the latest WISSports.net coaches poll, the Raiders have flown a bit under the radar with some incredible teams in Division III. Last Friday, Keel downed a solid Milwaukee Juno squad, 81-51, behind 33 points and 11 rebounds from Grant Manns. Over at WISSports.net, you can read up on our Triple Threat Athlete of the Week profile featuring Winnicottie's Brady Immel, the Wisconsin Dairy Female Athlete of the Month McKenna Christian from Hartford, and vote in the Our School Today Athlete of the Week poll. Mark Miller also has a feature on the state's leading rebounder, Gunnar Gruel of Winter High School, who averages 22.8 rebounds per game for a school with an enrollment of just 86 students. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:37, and that sunshine is really starting to take over. The temperature stands at 32 degrees. I'm going to double check that, because I think as we were talking to Brittany Merlot earlier, saying that if the sun came out, that temperature would start to rise and maybe rise rather quickly. And we are up to 34. In fact, I just double checked it. 34 degrees, some sunshine flying out there. And again, we're expecting very dry conditions, warm temperatures, not quite to record-setting levels, but it's going to still be well above normal and no precipitation in the forecast for the next week.
They did say it was going to be a high of 42 today.
Yep, and
nice.
The record is 48, according to Brittany Merlot, so have to get a little bit higher than what we are, but if we're even knocking on the door for a record high, it's very, very warm. It continues to be just well above normal. And it's just final day of January. It has not been a normal January by any stretch of the imagination.
I can't remember the last time we had a January this warm.
I don't above, either.
And the at least above average.
Yeah, the consistency. That's the thing about it. The consistency.
It just jumps around.
It is. I mean, it's just craziness. But, hey, gonna. You would think being so warm would not be having being under the weather. I don't know what it is, but Sean was a little stuffed up. I've been a little stuffed up with the cough, and it just doesn't seem to be going away. So hopefully, maybe all this warm weather will make it go away. I'm not counting on it at this point. I'm becoming a bit of a pessimist with that, but nevertheless, I know that other folks here in the Wausau area have been fighting a similar cough that just won't go away. So
indeed,
we're going to try to fight that and move forward as well. Hey, wanted to talk a little bit about what was happening last night in high school athletics. We had a game right here on Bull Falls Radio. I was over at the Newman Catholic High School gym and saw the Marathon Red Raiders continue to impress. Marathon has had a terrific season as the Red Raiders were able to beat Newman Catholic 83-42. Grant Warren had 29 points for Marathon. They are 16-1 overall, 11-0 in the Marrowwood South. Quincy Fender had a nice night for the Cards, scoring 23 points. So Grant Warren, again, Grant Warren, after that 29-point performance last night, he will be our student at the guest this evening on the Big High School Sports Show at 7 o'clock. He'll join us at 7. The show from 6 until 8 tonight here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, quick note, Marathon will try to add their 17th win tomorrow night. They'll take on Pacelli. Pacelli having themselves a very good season as well. So a good non-conference matchup. Marathon against Pacelli tomorrow night. 7 o'clock live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also last night in high school boys basketball, good win for DC Everest. Evergreens, who have had their struggles so far this season, but they went to Mosinee and earned a good non-conference win. DC Everest beat Mosinee by a score of 77-71. Mosinee with only three losses on the season. And again, their head coach, Matt Lindsay, will be our coach guest tonight, 6:20 on the Big High School Sports Show here on Bull Falls Radio. Wausau West earns their 12th win of the season last night. The Warriors are now 12-6 overall. They defeated Medford by a score of 56-45. Brett Butala had 20 points. Karji Cooper, 13 for the Warriors. The Warriors will be back in action on Friday, taking on Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. We will have that game live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 p.m. It was Marshfield staying undefeated in the WVC in boys hoops last night, beating Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 64-44. Also last night in the Marrowwood North, Phillips over Athens, 65-52. Also in the Merriwood North, Rib Lake defeated Abbotsford 72-53. In the Merriwood South, Edgar with a big win. Wildcats beat Stratford, big rivalry game, 60-49. Also in the Merriwood South, Auburndale stays one game behind Marathon in the conference standings. Auburndale roll past Assumption 77-39. It was Rhinelander over Three Lakes in a non-conference game by a score of 64-51. Prentice beat Shawamigan in the Merriwood North 71-61. Also last night in boys hoops, Iola Scandinavia rolls past Amherst 73-46. It was Port Edwards over Blair Taylor 71-59. Northern Lutheran in the Central Wisconsin Conference North fell to Marion 69-60. Pacelli over Pittsville 62-34. Also last night, Rosholt edges Wild Rose 36-33. And Gilman over Greenwood by a score of 43-30. High school girls basketball last night. DC Everest earns their third win of the season. Evergreens beat Iola Scandinavia 61-41. It was Wittenberg Burnerwood continuing to roll. Chargers over Crandon in girls hoops 52-25. Mosinee gets back on the winning track, defeating Amherst 67-40. It was Merrill earning a good win in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, edging Wisconsin Rapids 57-56. Also last night, the Marathon fell to Pacelli by a score of 61-37. Rhinelander over Three Lakes Phelps 63-47. Prentice over Northern Lutheran 71-61. And Westfield defeated Nakusa by a score of 73-11. And high school hockey last evening, limited amount of action on the ice. Girls hockey, the Central Wisconsin Storm defeated the Wisconsin Valley Union by a score of 6-1. The Storm continuing to have a great year. They are ranked second in the state, behind only Superior. And the Storm will make the long trek up north to Superior on Saturday. Their next game, Central Wisconsin Storm at Superior Saturday, 2 o'clock opening faceoff. And I will be making the long trek up to Superior on Saturday to see the Storm and Superior. Number 2 Storm, number 1 Superior. We will have live coverage, 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Storm hockey Saturday. Storm enter with 16 wins on the season, just 3 losses. They did play Superior earlier in the campaign at a tournament in Madison between New Year's, between Christmas and New Year's. And it was a tight one as the Storm fell to Superior by a score of 3-2. So it should be a great game and a playoff preview, perhaps, because the Storm and Superior are in the same sectional bracket. And that's a little unfair because when you look at the top 6 rankings in girls hockey from Wisconsin Prep Hockey, you got Superior number 1, you have the Storm number 2, and another team in the bracket as well, Hayward, ranked number 5. They're all teams capable of making the state tournament in Madison, but unfortunately they all have to go up against each other in sectional number 1. So with the playoffs beginning in just 13 days in hockey, should be some very exciting matchups involving the Central Wisconsin Storm. But again, hope you can be with us Saturday, 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the faceoff, Storm hockey at Superior, right here on Wausau's only radio station that brings you play-by-play of high school sports, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Last night in boys high school hockey, second straight loss for Stevens Point. The Panthers had been undefeated until Saturday. They lost Saturday to Eau Claire Memorial, and now they lose to University School last night by a score of 4-2. It'll be interesting to see whether or not that hurts Stevens Point, because this week the seeding meetings are being held. And Stevens Point, for the longest time, was in the position to be basically, no doubt about it, number 1 seed in their bracket, but back-to-back losses could change that. Also last night in hockey, a good win for Mosinee in the GNC. Mosinee defeated Antigo by a score of 8-1. It was North of Pines falling to Waupaca 7-1. Lakeland over Rhinelander 5-1. And Tomahawk beat Medford 11-2. All those games part of the Great Northern Conference tournament. Wausau West was off last night. Warrior hockey team back in action tomorrow night, hosting East Merrill United, the battle for the Coleman Cup every year. East Merrill United and Wausau West, the second meeting of the season, played for the Coleman Cup. So that's a look at what's going on in high school sports. Again, don't forget to join me and Jeff Gress tonight. Big high school sports show from 6 until 8 p.m. with coach guest Matt Lindsay of Mosinee at 6:20 and student athlete guest Grant Warren of Marathon at 7. Right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, coming up next, our final segment. Yesterday, because of our special interview with one of the candidates for the Wausau School Board, did not have our daily history lesson, did not have our number of the day where we would quiz Ian Welsh to see whether or not he is able to get the right answer. But today, it is back. Coming up next, our daily history lesson and the number for the day right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes, joined former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night, plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, looking at the sun shining outside the windows here at our studios in downtown Wausau. 34 degrees is the temperature. Today is the 31st day of January. Yep, we are to the end of month number one. Of
it goes by so fast.
It certainly does. 2024, 31 days into the year, 335 days left in 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1930, 3M introduced Scotch tape. What did they do before Scotch tape?
Not exactly sure.
lot of uses for Scotch tape. 1990, the first McDonald's opened in Moscow, Russia. On this date in 2009, Elton John launched a line of crystal-encrusted iPods to raise money for charity. A share of the profits from selling the $600 limited edition players went to the Singers AIDS Foundation. On this date in 2010, it does not seem like it's been 14 years since Avatar went out, but on this date in 2010, Avatar became the first film to gross over $2 billion worldwide. On this date in 2017, Donald Trump fired Attorney General Sally Yates after she instructed Justice Department officials not to defend Trump's travel ban. And on this date in 2022, Wordle was purchased by the New York Times. Welsh software engineer Josh Wordle created the word game as a personal project for Wordle's partner. Wordle created a prototype in 2013, but it was not until the pandemic in 2020 that he revisited the idea and refined the game. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Jonathan Banks, actor, played Mike Ehrmantraut on Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, turns 77 years old today. Actor Anthony LaPaglia from Without a Trace, 65 years old today. Actor Minnie Driver from Good Will Hunting and Speechless, Minnie Driver is 54. Actor Portia de Rossi from Arrested Development is 51. Actor Kerry Washington from Scandal and Little Fires Everywhere turns 47 years old today. And musician actor Justin Timberlake, 43 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 to 1230. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Appreciate Your Social Security Check Day. And if you do appreciate your Social Security check and Social Security itself, thank Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the New Deal. Not the conservatives who try to cut Social Security all the time.
Right.
It is also Backwards Day. It is Eat Brussels Sprouts Day.
I'm going to pass on that.
I don't eat any Brussels sprouts.
I don't like green vegetables.
Hug an Economist Day. I don't know if I know any economists.
No, I don't think I do either.
This one is interesting. Hell is Freezing Over Day. Is hell freezing over today? Way too warm for that to occur.
Yeah.
It is Inspire Your Heart with Art Day.
Aww.
It is Hot Chocolate Day.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it is Scotch Tape Day, celebrating the anniversary of its introduction. All right.
Okay.
All right. It is time for our number for the day.
All right.
Time for Ian Welsh to put on his thinking cap.
Mm-hmm.
Time for Ian to try to figure out the right answer. And the number is the average bill for the repair of an American vehicle.
Okay.
So how much is the average bill of an American vehicle? I will give you, you want some choices?
Yeah, multiple choice would be nice, please.
All right.
Okay.
$4,437. $5,193. $6,618.
The average bill to fix an American vehicle?
Yep.
Okay, average bill. I would have to say, well, depends on the vehicle, but I would have to say, I'm going to go with C.
The answer is A. $4,437. You were kind of right, because for an electric vehicle, the average is $6,618. I can't give you credit for that. You're still on a pretty good roll lately.
That's pretty good, though. I mean, for getting an electric vehicle fixed, that's actually pretty reasonable.
I'm guessing that's been going down. I'm not sure about that, but
I've been thinking about getting an electric vehicle myself in a couple of years, maybe.
Yeah, I have to get another vehicle sometime in the near future. I've started to look around just a little bit, and I'm going to be open to any possibilities. So Well, that's going to about wrap it up. Thanks to Bob Look for joining us. Thanks to Sean Wright for joining us. Tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow will be with us in the first segment. Don't forget tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., I'll be back for the Big High School Sports Show. Jeff Grass will join me, along with Mosinee Boys Basketball Coach Matt Lindsay and Marathon Senior Standout Grant Warren. Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Stick around. Information update next, followed by Matt and Air on Air. That's coming up here on Bull Falls Radio.